Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. We provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, April 14th, the last regular trading session of the week. Tomorrow, markets are closed in observance of Good Friday. Yesterday, markets rallied to close higher after starting the week in the red. Today, we'll bring more earnings from big banks and more economic data. So, Bill, let's jump into the action. What is happening in the markets this morning?
Well, you know, the S&P's just turned negative. They were flat to higher. Now they're flat to lower. They're down 0.08% this morning. We have a host of economic reports coming out this morning, 1 hour before the market opens. And that's really going to be a real direction. That's going to really help to define the direction for today's markets. The big news that hit the tape this morning was Elon Musk. He's making an offer on Twitter. I mean, that's really to take it private. That's really big news. Russia's warning of nuclear deployment if Sweden and Finland join NATO. Russian exposure is really going to be a key item in the upcoming earnings season. I see that, the Asian markets, they did move higher overnight. We're looking at Tokyo, it was up 1.22%, seeing Hong Kong up 0.67%. Why? Because, China announced that the traders are expecting China to announce some additional stimulus for their markets. You're looking over at Europe. The DAX is up 0.35% or about 50 points. FTSE is flat. It's a little lower, 0.004% lower. But with oil weakening, that shouldn't be a surprise. The CAC 40, that's trading higher by 0.6%. So Europe is essentially higher. Asia was higher. The U.S. markets are a little weak because of the economic reports that are coming out. Oil's trading off a bit. Both the IEA and OPEC downgraded their estimates for consumption for the full year. So that shouldn't be a surprise, but we'll have to see what happens. I think the real direction will take place once these economic reports come out at 8:30 this morning, Emily.
And when it comes to earnings, investors continue to watch earnings specifically to see how corporate America is faring under inflationary pressures and these ongoing geopolitical tensions with the war in Ukraine. And big banks are in the focus today. So, Bill, give us a rundown of earnings action.
Yeah, we had a lot of good earnings that came out this morning. We're going to start off with Rite Aid, that ticker RAD, Richard Apple David. These guys missed by $1.29, but they did it on higher revenue, which is really surprising. That's why the stock's up 4.41% this morning. Citigroup, their EPS estimate was $1.98. The expected move here is 4.15%. I don't see Citi's earnings coming out just yet. Goldman Sachs, EPS, they delivered a beat of $1.94, and they did that on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 1.5% this morning. Morgan Stanley, that ticker MS, looks like a 35-cent beat here. Stock's up 1.51% this morning. Wells Fargo, they delivered an 8-cent beat, but they did it on lower revenue. That's why the stock's down a little over 3% this morning. United Healthcare, this one's a beast. They delivered an 11-cent beat, and they did it on higher revenue. United Healthcare is up about 0.5% this morning. I rounded that out as Taiwan Semiconductors, which is TSM, Tom, Sam, Michael. Taiwan Semiconductor delivered a 7-cent beat on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 1.81% this morning. No real earnings coming out this afternoon. Friday is essentially a holiday, but Monday morning we have Bank of New York, ticker BK, Boy Kilo, they're coming out. Their EPS estimate is 86 cents, and the expected move here is 4.76%. Bank of America, ticker BAC, EPS estimate here is 76 cents, and the expected move here is 5.41%. Dover Corporation, that's ticker DOV, David Oscar Victor, EPS estimate is $1.83, and the expected move is 7.27%. Xerox, ticker XRX, X-Ray, Richard X-Ray. EPS here is 13 cents. And the expected move is 10.11%. And rounding it out is Charles Schwab, ticker SCHW, Sam Charlie, Henry William. EPS estimate for them is 84 cents, and the expected move is 5.05% on Monday, Emily.
And Bill, you mentioned those economic reports, some of which are coming out just an hour before the market opens. So give us a look at what to watch in terms of economic events.
Yeah, we've got a host of good economic reports that are due out today. You know, the health of the U.S. consumer is really soaring, you know, even though we do have these inflationary pressures. And we're going to get a peek at this. And when we get the March retail sales, it's coming out this morning. The retail sales figure is supposed to come out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We also have import and export prices coming out at that time, as well as jobless claims. At 10 a.m., we have business inventories and the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment report. And then don't forget, at 1 p.m. Eastern time, Baker Hughes is going to be releasing their rig count figures for last week. They typically put out this report on Fridays, but because Friday's a holiday, they're going to be putting it out today at 1 p.m. Eastern time. In terms of Fed speak, we're going to hear at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to be hearing from Cleveland Fed Loretta Mester. She's a big hawk. And then at 6 p.m. Eastern time, Philadelphia Fed Bank President Patrick Harker will be speaking. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic data coming out this morning, Emily.
Bill, when it comes to hot headlines, there's some that we all catch really quickly. Like you mentioned that Elon Musk headline with Twitter offering to buy out Twitter. And that's something that is pretty easy to catch. It's big news. It's picked up by all the major media outlets. But along with those types of headlines, there's all these other headlines by sector, by event, shareholder meetings, press release, buyback, guidance news. And you're able to get all of those headlines using your Newswear alerts and breaking down that information so you know what's going on across segments and sectors, and not just the main big headlines that are sort of easy to catch. And I know you're watching your headlines today. So, Bill, what are you seeing in your Newswear alerts that may be moving the market?
Yeah, the big headlines are easy because they're going to be coming out all over the place. It's the smaller ones and vertical ones that really are the real value. You know, you look at the Twitter news. Well, you know, look at the Tesla stock. Tesla stock is down because of the Twitter news this morning. But, you know, you're looking at the FANG stocks. And one of the stories that I really caught my eye this morning is on Apple is the MacBook Pro laptops are really being pushed back for deliveries into June, suggests that, you know, Apple may be facing production issues, you know, likely due to the coronavirus in China. We're talking Facebook. Regulators are allowing the WhatsApp to extend its payment services to 100 million users in India. That's kind of big news for Facebook. You look at shares of Facebook, they're trading fractionally higher this morning. And Google, you know, Russian regulators are set to fine Google for failing to delete certain content on YouTube. It's hard for them to do that, to keep up with all of it. The fine will be minimal compared to what Google makes each quarter. You're looking over your Dow Jones 30 alerts, and you know one of the things that I really find interesting, and I did see a story on this morning, is McDonald's, ticker MCD. Basically, it said McDonald's has yet to say if they're going to take a charge on the closure of their Russian locations. Remember, that's about 9% of their business, of their revenue. So it'd be interesting to see that. Their earnings don't come out for another 2 weeks, but they're, you know, if they take a charge, it's a negative for it. If they don't, I mean, the earnings are a little bit propped up. So we'll have to see what happens over the next 2 weeks with McDonald's stock, ticker MCD. JP Morgan Chase unveiled this new design for a new global headquarters. Project's supposed to be completed by the end of 2025. But this building's going to be 100% powered by renewable energy. Interesting, because you know J.P. Morgan can't afford it, even though they didn't come in with a great earnings beat yesterday due to their exposure to Russia. We're talking merger news, and you know the big news hit the tape is Twitter, ticker TWTR. Tom Richard, Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $54.20 per share, and he's planning to take it private. It's gonna be a show. The board is gonna have, you know, some back and forth with Musk. We'll see where this happens. You're looking at shares of Twitter this morning, and they're up about 6%. They could go higher. I mean, the bio price is 54, but you do have to realize there's got to be a premium between, you know, the buyout price today and what's going to happen when they actually close the deal. But I wouldn't be surprised if shares of Twitter are able to, you know, trade a little higher from this current price this morning. We're looking at Green Tree Hospitality Group as well. That's ticker GHG, Grace Henry Grace. They're considering teaming up with a buyout firm to take the company private, ticker GHG. And ULCC, Uncle Larry Charlie Charlie. This is Frontier Group, Frontier Airlines. They received a Department of Justice. This is their second request for information on their potential Spirit Airlines merger. So the Justice Department is really looking into this. They're two low-cost flyers and aircraft flyers, and they're not too big on mergers between equals. We're moving on into like to some shareholders news. Dow Inc., ticker DOW, they're going to be having their annual shareholders meeting today at 8 a.m. Owens Corning, that's ticker OC, Oscar Charlie, they're having their shareholders meeting that starts at 9 a.m. Parsons Corp, that's ticker PSN, Paul, Sam, Nancy, they're having their shareholders meeting that's going to start at 9 a.m. And Adobe, ticker ADBE, up Apple, David, Boy, Edward, they're having their shareholders meeting that's going to start at 12 noon. In terms of buyback news, Simply Good Foods, that's ticker SMPL, Sam, Michael, Paul, Larry. They just added $50 million to their share buyback plans. And Dow Inc., this is ticker DOW. Remember, they're having their shareholders meeting today. Late last night, the board approved a new $3 billion share buyback program. You're looking at shares of the stock, they're up 0.75% this morning. And Ranger Oil, that's ticker ROCC, Richard Oscar Charlie Charlie, they announced a $100 billion share repurchasing program this morning. In terms of catalyst news, Deutsche Bank came out with a couple. They call Honeywell, ticker HON, and United Rentals, ticker URI, catalyst call buy ideas. But they put Illinois Tool Works, that's ticker ITW, on catalyst call sell idea. So we'll have to see what happens with those stocks today during the market session, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk Pick of the Day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today ahead of this long weekend?
I'm looking at Nike, ticker NKE, Nancy Kilo Edward. There's a lot of good news reports surrounding this stock this morning. There are reports coming out that's expecting China improvement despite the lockdowns. The 10Q reveals that, you know, double-digit growth is likely in China. This is a positive. You also have the retail sales report, which is expected to be positive, coming out this morning. I think these three factors could really, you know, be a boom for the stock today. You get in, if you can get in at under 128, I think that's a great entry point. I think we could see some nice movement in shares of Nike this morning, ticker NKE. So that's really my pick of the day for you today, Emily. Nike, ticker NKE, under 128.
We will watch Nike along with you, and we won't sign off for the weekend before recapping yesterday's pick of the day. So stick with us because that is coming up. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Procter & Gamble, ticker PG, they appointed their CEO, John Moeller, as chairman of the board. Starbucks, ticker SBUX, Starbucks labor practices to stay in force amid unionization efforts. Ticker BNGO, Boy, Nancy, Grace, Oscar. These guys just were issued two U.S. patents. Blackstone, ticker BX, Boy X-Ray. Benton family reportedly makes buyout offer valuing Atlantica at $63 billion. Ticker STT, Sam Tom Tom. State Street expects to delay restart of share repurchasing. You know, the story on Apple suppliers rapidly. Apple helps suppliers accelerate renewable energy use around the world. Merck, ticker MRK, was granted breakthrough therapy designation for V116. Biden extends mask mandate for Americans. That's really all I'm seeing this morning, Emily. It's kind of getting a little light this morning.
Before we go, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Wells Fargo. Bill, you gave us a quick look at Wells Fargo back up in earnings. This is one of these instances where the big headline was that Wells Fargo's profit declined 21% in the first quarter, posting $3.67 billion, down from $4.64 billion a year ago. However, when you read into it, the per share earnings totaled 88 cents, which is actually above the consensus estimate of 80 cents. The bank did miss on Q1 revenue at $17.59 billion. The consensus had been $17.8 billion. Wells Fargo's CEO was upbeat in his comments, saying our results in the first quarter reflected the continued economic recovery and the progress we've made on our strategic priorities. We had broad-based loan growth, growing both consumer and commercial loans from the fourth quarter. Credit quality remained strong, and our results included a $1.1 billion pre-tax reduction in the allowance for credit losses. We continued to return capital to our shareholders, including repurchasing $6 billion of common stock and increasing our quarterly common stock dividend to 25 cents per share. All of that, Bill, how did your call work out?
Well, you know, if you look at the stock yesterday, the stock opened up at $47.54, and it hit a high of $48.85, and it closed at $48.54. You look between the opening price and the closing price, that's a 2% gain. That's positive. You know, I did have a position. I got out of it once I saw it, once I got a nice little gain, because you know what, you anything can happen in earnings, and Russia exposure is typically a negative for the banks. So you have to be really cautious on them. But we were able to eke out a quick little profit in Wells Fargo yesterday, hold it into earnings. You know what, it was too scary, but they didn't deliver a horrible report. They beat on the EPS. It was just the total revenue that they missed on. And that's not really surprising, because investment banking revenue has really been weak across the board for the first quarter for all of the major banks. But Wells Fargo, you know, it did jump 2% yesterday, but it's trading off this morning.
And Bill, we will check in with you on Monday about today's Nike pick of the day. Thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Before you enjoy the extended holiday weekend, traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.